Mukherjee's trip to China follows the state visit to India by Chinese President Xi Jinping 2 years ago. It also comes a year after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's trip to China last year. This will be Mukherjee's first trip to China as Indian president.
And I'm glad to have this opportunity to respond to his invitation, because it is our efforts to intensify our relationship. And this state visit, interaction with the leaders, having dialogue with the leadership of the country and various cross-sections of the people, always enhance the possibilities of cooperation.
Mukherjee is due to start his trip in the southern Chinese metropolis of Guangzhou. Guangzhou has strong business ties with India. There are around 3,000 Indian nationals living in Guangzhou. Bilateral trade between Guangzhou and India hit 20 billion RMB last year. As part of his time there, Mukherjee plans to host an Indian-China forum to highlight investment opportunities in India. From Guangzhou, Mukherjee will then travel to Beijing, where he's expected to meet with host Xi Jinping and other top leaders. His agenda is set to include a mandate to press for more interpersonal exchanges between China and India.
When these two old civilizations come together, and as we more than often we used to say, that if we work together on the world platform, world will notice and world will appreciate that the 2.5 billion people of these two oldest civilizational countries have come together. They are working together. That would be the most remarkable thing.
During his political meetings, Mukherjee is also expected to press for resolutions to a number of long-standing issues between the two countries.
My visit, I do hope, will also provide an opportunity to expand and deepen our relationship in trade, commerce, investment. We are doing fine, but full potentiality is not yet implemented, exploited. That's why we want to resolve all outstanding issues, which will be mutually acceptable.
Mukherjee's time in China will be followed by a visit by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in September, who is due to take part in this year's G20 summit to be held in the city of Hangzhou. For CRI, this is Hugh Mohan.